What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'm the host of this year's podcast, Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Down there in the bottom screen. Locked and loaded from Texas, goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Ted, my guy, dude. I know we're not putting the precast in this episode, but God, you got me so pumped up. It just, all I got to say is Ted Smith's back, baby. Demon mode, let's go.
And I've been brought up to date on demon mode. I'm going. All right, back there in the upper left, get everything all set up. Matt Conner, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
What's up, boys? Good to see you again.
Oh, let's just start it off. Ball's back. Ball is officially back. Dip season opened up.
Oh, dude. Seriously, yeah, you fired up dip season this weekend, right?
I did. So it was the standard sausage dip, but I used Italian sausage instead of usually Jimmy Dean. So, strong. You know, little variation, but I figured NFL's kicking off, and then Matt comes over the top with not one, but two dips.
Let's go, dude.
Two dips?
Yep.
Ted, you know that Italian flair is because you've been hanging out with Rob, right? That guy's got that European class.
Well, part of it is, too, is I've gotten old, and the Jimmy Dean spicy is a little too spicy, but I was like, mild Italian, that could add a little zip to the thing. And boys, I was fired up, right? Friday night, or we had our 20th anniversary party on Saturday out at Black Raven. Super
congrats.
Fun. Thanks, dude. Thanks to everybody that showed up. Now with that said, it was 5 hours of just standing, talking to people, go to the local afterwards. But get home, it's only like 10:30, and I was just like, man, I just need to sit down and chill out. Kind of like Cobb's wedding, because I also ran home, switched shirts, freshened up, and at the bar, everybody's like, man, you seem different. I'm like, yeah, I have cleaned up. It was a little muggy in there. But Saturday was an awesome event. Shout out to my guy Andy, hooked me up with some Dungies that I've de-thawed and going to eat after this podcast tonight.
Nice.
Scored some bacon from a guy. Some weed, whatever. I was gonna say, but I was so fired up, right? And everybody's like, "What'd you do Friday night?" Because my brother called me. He's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm at the grocery store." He's like, "What are you doing at the grocery store?" I said, "I gotta pre-get stuff for the dip." And then Sunday morning, boys, I was up at 8:30. I'm already out getting coffees, grab beer, get home at like 9:30. My buddy's awake on the couch. He's like, "You already cleaned up like the table and you're ready to rock?" And I was like, "Yeah, the NFL is back. Scott Hansen's coming on the tube." And I'm like, "Hang on." Run upstairs, come down. I was like, "We each got grande vanilla lattes with an extra shot." Like, put it in ya. Here's an edible. Let's crack a beer.
It's our year, goddammit. Football season's just beginning. Hell yeah. Dude, that's a great start to a Sunday.
Yeah, and I mean, I know people in my family, people on the East Coast, but I mean, we watched all the games and the late game, and it was 8 p.m., you know? Played it like a pro. Put down a few beers during the day. Late game, you switch over to regular bubbly water. You know, by 9:30, it's like, I'm going to go ahead and stretch out in bed.
Just running the program. Dude, that's the thing. You've been at it enough years. I feel like you've, you know, kind of like, what's the word? Like, you know when you're like sharpening the sword, sharpening the axe?
Yeah. All right. Now, I will tell you this. And so New Originals are going to be the last band to play, right? That's like our house cover band, KSW. So everybody's fired up. It's the end of the day. People have been drinking. Mike Hawk goes out there and does Lose Yourself, right? And to his credit, he's feeling it. He's got the arm bouncing. The crowd's loving it. Now I'm behind him, behind the stage, and I'm like, man, I've been drinking beer. I better drink a little water just to make sure, you know, I'm ready to go. So I'm going to sing Fight for Your Right. Well, after that second verse, during the breakdown, I missed the first line. And I kind of look over, and like other people are just singing, and I get out the last two lines, Fight for Your Right. It's good. Everybody's screaming and yelling. And somebody's like, what happened, man? You forgot a lyric? I was like, yeah. Too much liquid. I almost puked on the stage, boys.
Oh.
There was just so much volume. And I was like, my mouth started, and I had like that burp where you almost get, and I was like, oh, man. And there's 500 people staring at me like, I can't throw up on this stage.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when the saliva starts going and you feel it. I can see just looking at you now, you're like reliving the moment. It was close.
It was so close, dude. And it wasn't like I'm too, it was just a volume going to be like, oh, this is just going to spray. Which then, of course, I told a couple people in the band and somebody was like, that would have been fucking metal. I was like, wow.
If you're not one of the ones who got puked on, it'd be metal. If you're one of the ones who got puked on, your fanship is officially over. Right. That would be a tough start to dip season, my guy.
Yeah. So I wasn't going to put that out on the men's room, but I was like, we could talk about it here on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Dude, everyone's got bowels, man. We've all been there. Wow, dude, it sounds like the system's been acting up. I mean, heartburn with the dip is not sexy, and projectile vomiting, certainly not sexy. Two bullets dodged already this season.
Right. I saw my one buddy, I saw him post, or his girlfriend posted a picture, and it was like, Sunday morning football, the two essentials. It was just him holding a Bloody Mary and a bottle of, like, Pepto-Bismol. And I was like, yeah. I know those Saturday night. That's what I'm saying. Saturday night could stretch into Sunday morning if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily. This Saturday, I was up until 4:30 on my deck chatting with somebody.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's a good story for another time, but it was a lot of fun. I went off. I've been in the zone lately.
Yeah. Well, I've been on that deck with you to at least like two, I think, one night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Looking over the city? Why not? Oh,
I think that was the same night we were the worst bar customers in all of Austin.
What? Oh, when we went to what, Tap House, or where did we go? Yeah,
we went to some fancy cocktail bar and you got like a tequila and Sprite, and the guy's like, any cocktail you want. I was like, nah, Moscow Mule. And then we had a private moment, may have shed a tear, barely drank our drinks. We're like, all right, we're leaving. Remember, as we were leaving, I was like, We were just the worst two customers at like 10 p.m. on a Saturday night for that guy. And like, we weren't even like hammered. It just happened.
Dude, it doesn't register with me because I'm the worst bar customer. I'll say this. I bring a great vibe, or I try to anyway, but I pretty much just order Sprites, grape juices, pomegranate juices and water all night. It's like one of those three things. And so there's like, you've been here for 7 hours. Like, are you hammered? I'm like, no, I had half of a Miller High Life 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm good.
Well, and like Saturday, right? Like, obviously I'm drinking, but it's like an event. So I'm trying to be careful. Hmm. And then like we went to a bar, like it's funny. Somebody's like, because like, I'm not going to name names, but some people were clearly hammered, especially at the bar later. And somebody's like, dude, you seem absolutely fine. What's going on? It's like, well, don't get me wrong. I'm definitely drunk. Like, I've been drinking, but I was like, I don't know. Like, sometimes you just got to kind of watch it and be cool about stuff.
Yeah. Honestly, for me at this point, alcohol is just too strong of a drug for me. I prefer stuff that's easier on the system.
I will say, alcohol will overtake almost any other drug you put in there.
Yeah, sure will.
That's why you got to watch out for the Coke bros, man. I used to run around with a whole group of dudes that loved cocaine. And like by like midnight, they'd be like, come on, dude, keep it together. And it's like, well, I'm not doing Coke, you maniacs. I've just been drinking the same amount you Vikings have. And I'm just a normal human. Like, of course, I'm like blacked out, drunk and falling over.
Oh, that's what I'm
like. Like, you run into the bathroom every 20 minutes to come out and rip more shots.
Yeah, and who hasn't learned that lesson the hard way with Adderall at some point? It's like, you know, you're like on drink 12 and you're like, I'm not really feeling this. And then when you finally get like, you're like, I feel totally fine. And when you finally like lay down and get those spins, all 15 drinks come back on you and just, oh, brutal hangovers. Yeah, that's amphetamines. I don't know if Coke's technically an amphetamine. Probably. Amphetamines and alcohol, man. Tough mix.
Yeah, I mean, they're all different forms of speed, which is, you know, the classic all-American drug.
Yeah, I think that's true. I'm trying to look it up right now. It's a central nervous system stimulant. Okay, I mean, so not an amphetamine? Fair enough. All right, stimulant. Fair enough.
Stimulant. Yeah. But I just think Americans love stimulants.
Yeah. Amphetamines are also a stimulant.
Yeah. Right. Whether it was like the benzo popping bennies back in the day or cocaine or methamphetamines, like it's like, oh, like there is down effects, but it's like at first it's like, I don't know, I'm gonna work harder, stay up as long as I want. It's like, this is great, which is kind of like the all American. You know, rah rah. And then it's like, yeah, and you have no teeth, and you're sleep deprived, and your wife is gone.
Germans did it first. Almost got Europe and Asia. Never Russia in the winter.
But yeah, watching ball was awesome. Also, listen, I'm never gonna sit here and argue for Big Machine, but can everybody chill out on the fucking red zone stuff? There's going to be commercials. It's like, it was a side box. It was for Wingstop. Like, everybody chill out, man.
That's how we start you. I'm just kidding.
That is the concern.
You're not.
You know, I don't give a fuck about Red Zone.
I know. And you're not wrong. But I even said this on the Ventrue. Like, some of you people got to make a decision. Everybody's like, free and open markets. Capitalism's the best. We're not commercials in my red zone. Well, motherfucker, pick a side of the street, all right? I'm generally like, yeah, late state capitalism. And it's, you've said it before too. It's like private equity firms, right? It's like that whole thing with Crackle Barrel. Like, it had nothing to do with any of that. It's a private equity firm that's like, let's do this, let's do that. Don't get me started on Quiznos.
Yeah, can we make more profit? Honestly, the one thing I will say, I don't know really the details of the red zone thing, but the one thing I will say that is a little frustrating is we were all about like cutting cable, right? Everyone's like, we're cutting cable, you know, like get rid of the package. And those bundles were getting crazy, $129 a month, whatever. But we basically went full circle. And now it's like, yeah, you have 10 different subscriptions set and it costs more. And Ted, I know cable is a sponsor. I'm not talking about anything in particular, but it's like we've gone fully backwards. Like maybe the bundle was better to begin with.
Yeah.
Look, I said that. I think I said that for a while, right? People are like, oh, I'm cutting cord. Like, okay. It's like, I have Netflix. It's all I need. It's like, I mean, for me, it was always, well, what about sports? And it's like, well, there's this and that. And it's like, yeah, I guess. But if you buy, I mean, everything, you're right. Everything's separated. You might as well just stick with your cable. And look, I love it. And if you like live sports, it's hard to beat cable.
Yeah. It's like, do you want to watch cricket at 4 in the morning or not? That's the, you know, that's the, what it comes down to. That's the fork of the road. Oh man.
And then this weekend is a mixture of both. You have college football all day Saturday, and then Saturday night on Netflix, you have a real fight with Canelo and Bud Crawford.
Nice. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Breaking out a low country boil this weekend, boys.
You are?
Sean's going to make it.
Dude, that's sick. Are you guys doing crawfish boil or?
Now, this is so that's specific for crayfish, whatever you want to call them. This originated in South Carolina on the coast, a.k.a. the Low Country. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's your standard potatoes, corn, andouille sausage. And then we're going to throw in some dungies and some snow crab clusters.
Oh, nice. And okay. Shrimp. Yeah, that's like really similar. It's like the same thing except add crawfish. Well, I thought crawfish... I guess I kind of just assumed crawfish would be a big thing in South Carolina with all like those low bogs and stuff, but I guess I don't really know.
I feel like the crawfish is pretty ubiquitous with Louisiana and like Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Mud
I went
bugs.
To a crawfish boil and it was awesome.
Yeah.
My friend's host an annual one.
I think you went to the only one I've been to up here. Remember Mud Bugs and Cold Suds?
I don't
Maybe
know.
You didn't go to that one. It was Tara's old birthday party.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I went to a couple of Tara's birthday parties. I can't really remember.
But at the time, she was dating a guy that was from New Orleans.
Oh.
So it's like, of course, that's what we made.
There you go. Damn.
Oh. Cobb, we haven't talked to you, right, since we were off last week. Everybody was worried. How was your Burning Man experience? Can you tell people you didn't die and it wasn't as bad as it looked?
All right, Ted. So I was there in the year where everything got mudded in. And so this year I prepared. Before I left, I pulled up Instagram and I showed my wife like three horror stories about Burning Man. And I was like, hey, whatever crazy stuff you see on the news, just know, like, I won't have cell phone service, but just know that I am in there dancing, running around like a banshee, having the time of my life. There are no conditions out there that can bring me down in any way. And that was 100% true. Like, there was all kinds of crazy stories. Apparently the orgy dome blew down. I don't really know. Not only was I fine, I was thriving. So Ted, what was cool this year, and I gotta say, I actually almost felt a little embarrassed because it was so bougie. But this year I was coming from Austin and my friends were gonna meet me there. So I flew all the way into Burning Man itself, into the playa, as they call it. So all that crazy weather and everything happened, and then it was kind of mellowing out on Wednesday afternoon, and that is right when your boy landed in a 6-seater plane. I was directly next to the pilot. Sick.
Oh, you're like, you're doing what I'm doing.
What do you mean?
That's like what I was on when I came back from Lopez, right next to the pilot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I literally looked to the back of the plane, and I go, hey, guys, just so we're clear, if he dies, I'm the guy, right? And everyone's like, yeah. You're the guy. Because, like, the plane was too small for anyone to even move. Like, they wouldn't have even been able to drag the pilot out of his seat. And I had controls. So I was like, okay, guess I'm about to land a plane in the desert if it goes down.
So when I flew back from Lopez, I was in the front seat next to the pilot. And, like, I have never been so worried about, like, keeping my arms and my feet. Because it's the thing. Yes. The yoke is right there and it's moving. And there's all these buttons and there's, like, I don't know what the pedals are on the ground. I was like, oh my God, Ted, do not step on anything. I was like, something goes wrong. We're all going down.
Dude, I didn't even know the word yoke. And when I said that, it pissed the pilot off. So there was like tension up there. And I'm like,
oh,
buddy, what are you like? I'm not trying to put out bad juju. I'm just making sure everyone knows, like, if he goes down, I'm the captain now, you know, just setting the tone early. Cause there's, you know,
he didn't find it funny at all.
No, it was pretty ice cold. But so real quick, Burning Man, the short version is I was only there for 4 days. So boys, usually like Ted, when we went for like 9 days or something crazy. I can't remember. We were conserving energy, trying to pace it out. There was none of that. I took the throttle and I just pushed it all the way. Like, you know, those old speed racing boats, just.
Yeah.
I gave it full gas the whole time. I saw 3 sunrises out of 4 days.
Attaboy.
And you know I'm not a night guy, Ted. And I just didn't stop. I was like, I'm just going to go until the wheels come off. And at one of the nights, I was literally chanting, dance until you die. So Ted, the story I wanted to tell you, I'll keep it short. Obviously Burning Man was amazing. In my opinion, it's the greatest event on earth. It is the absolute peak, the zenith of art, culture, music, sculpture, people all coming together, at once to co-create an amazing experience in the desert. So that's my short version. The one night, Ted, that I want to tell you about was awesome. It sounds like you might have already heard, because I mentioned earlier Demon Mode. What do you already know?
Just that you were out there running around. I want to say, was it the version I heard was you had an awesome like Friday night. It was like Demon Mode. And then my other friend was like, he was like, I decided I was going to do it too. And I was like, how'd it go? He's like, I made it to sunrise.
Oh, okay. So you heard it from, I gotcha. I was trying to figure out which of the three people you heard it from, because that would make a big difference. Yeah. So for whatever reason, when we rode our bikes out of camp on, I think it was Friday night, I don't know why I made this comment, but I was like, five of us leave, only four of us are coming back. It's a weird thing to say, but it kind of hyped people up. And so we go out, we're going around looking for music. I'm like, I want to dance. And what if people don't know, you ride your bikes around and kind of when you hear good music, you know, you sort of head that direction and go dance to it. So we heard some bad music and three of the five of us stopped at that music. And I was like, no, that's not for me. I'm going to good music. So I keep riding. The next like big camp has a really good DJ. So I'm like, okay, I'm dialing in here. And for whatever reason, our theme of the night switched to like the idea that being bad is more fun than being good.
All right.
And normally, Ted, you've known me a long time. I'm mostly pretty positive. I'm a people pleaser. When you get into like Burning Man environments, I'm like, you know, glitter, rainbows, dressed in white fur, like all positivity, good angel. Not in Demon Mode, bro. So we started dancing and I've realized the rule of thumb is if a DJ looks like they could be a cult leader, they're going to have good music.
All right.
So I danced for, I kid you not, 7.5 hours straight, and the demon energy got stronger and stronger. So what we decided is we were just going to go full heel. So any fork in the road, we were going to choose bad instead of good. We're going to have as much fun as possible. Keep it like with the asterisk of not hurting anyone. I was with my friend Mackenzie and we were trying to pump out this energy. We were like, let's just be a magnet and attract all the attractive people to come dance around us. It worked. Okay.
Right.
The secret is real. we were putting out like weird demon energy. We kept chanting, demons never die. Demons never die. Cause we were like, someone's going to die tonight from that group of five. And it's not going to be us because we're in demon mode. So as we're chanting, we're dancing, we're going off. We had two different DJs come from behind the DJ booth to tell us how much they appreciated us going ham during their set. And this is like nice. Big, you know, 200-300 people are dancing. And then we had so many women in lingerie, in like dominatrix outfits, in G-strings, sexy guys too, just dancing around us. And it was like we were the center of the dance universe. It was very fun, but it was all like demonic energy. And I know that sounds crazy today, but everyone's dressed like in black, in red. And I just never really attract that. So it was hilarious. We had like a couple random – oh, okay. Only one – We made the bad choice instead of the good a few times, but the short one I can tell you about is we went behind the DJ booth because we had no water for 4 hours. We didn't come out with water. So 4 hours in, we have no water, and we're like, we're only 2 blocks from our camp. It's like, I'm not going back. Let's go take some water. So we go behind the DJ booth, and there's like this crusty giant bottle of water back there. It's about 3/4 drank and no label on it, and it's kind of powdery white. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, in this water bottle is either water and ecstasy or water and electrolytes. It's like, well, there's only one way to find out. So we open it and, you know, it's like 3/4 drank or 1/4 drank. We open it. I pound half of it. The girl I was with pounds half of it And she was like, should we leave some? And I was like, no, we're demons. Just drank it all. Put it back, which I literally would never as a person do. But it was someone's camp. Like, it was behind the DJ booth. I'm sure it was someone who's just camped there. So victimless crime. It was electrolytes. Good news. Bullet dodged. So
that's
we go
a bold
back.
Move.
Bolt, dude. I was in demon mode, bro. I can't even be held responsible. But basically, the whole night, I realized it was like the idea of embracing your dark side. Everyone has dark desires, wants, drives that we don't really tap into. And I feel like I've just been such a nice guy my whole life and been such a people pleaser that it was interesting. You know, I always thought that like being bad or being on like the dark side would drive people away. And for whatever reason, we were getting the opposite effect. Everyone all night was coming up to us, trying to give us playa gifts, trying to just like hang out with us and be around our energy. Cause it was so like powerful. It was awesome. It was one of the greatest nights of my life. We danced for 7.5 hours. We had, you know, a lot of just crazy encounters with beautiful people that I don't need to go into every detail, but it was so much fun. And we just were this weird demon vibe. And so now I've tapped into my dark side, the shadow self, if you will. And it was honestly a beautiful exercise and people really responded and it felt good. It was fun. We didn't hurt anybody, but we did like small mischievous things that were not good. They were bad. And it was just so much damn fun. And so anyway, to get back to our pre-show thing, what I was saying when you were talking about your stories and stuff is I was like, Ted, dude, just embracing the dark side. We're on the same page because we're going demon mode, right. Which is just like, you know, the yin yang. It's like maybe you're the white. I don't know what those things are, but like there's that black dot and like you got to experience what that is. So anyway, I'm proud of you for going demon mode. I'm pumped for you. And I'm a demon too, baby.
Yeah. Right?
Demons like, never die.
Demons never die. I also, I did hear the Burning Man Sparta kick story.
I know. The other thing we decided is people think Burning Man is like all love and hugs, but you know, Ted, we've camped with a camp that was all about fire and black war paint. And so, yeah. Just hitting people with the yin yang of like, oh yeah, I'll help you onto this art car. Boom, Burning Man, Spartan kick to the chest, knock him off the art car. Now, I didn't actually kick anyone to the chest, but it was that vibe. It's like, you never know what to expect out here. Trust no one.
Dude, I will tell you this, Diplo, I saw him post like the day it started and he was like, 14 was my first year and this and that, and the windstorms. And all I commented was like, I was there in 14, saw your set, didn't know it was you. Massive fan since then. And Diplo went ahead and liked it.
Let's go. Dude, so, I remember us seeing Diplo. That was so good. And yeah, we had no idea who it was.
No, I was just like, the next morning, remember, I was just like, it was him and Skrillex. I was like, that is the coolest EDM set I've ever seen in my life. And Ted, that was Diplo.
Dude. Okay, wait, so two things about that, and sorry to geek out, we'll get back to the podcast, but so one, that's what I love about it out there is like DJs have to get by on their merits. Like there's so many good DJs, no one cares about the name. It's like if you're bringing it, people will dance, and if you're not, they will walk away. And like you and I with that Diplo set, there's only 200-300 people, but it was so good, it pulled us in. And then the other thing is, do you remember at that set, those two guys in those jackets that kept changing light colors?
I don't know if I remember.
You know what I'm talking about? It was like a full body suit and it would change. It's always been hard for me to describe. It would change to like a King of Clubs. And then on the next beat, it would change to like Charlie Brown. And then on the next beat, it would change to a zebra. There was two guys. They went backstage and we were looking at them for a while. And we thought it was the guys who started Google. You don't remember that?
No, I remember us going backstage and it was just like, what's up, guys? We were like, are we cool? And they were like, yeah, man, we don't give a
shit. It's like, Burning Man. Do whatever you want. All right. Well, anyway, those friggin' suits, I've been trying to tell people about them for years because I think they were about $100,000. And I saw one this year and a guy was wearing one up and there was a crowd of about 600 people. And our whole group was talking about it. And they're like, do you think other people are watching this guy? I'm like, every single high person in this crowd is watching this guy. And sure enough, like we talked to three other people who were at that set. And they're like, oh yeah, that's the only guy I was watching. So Joe got a little video of it if you want to see him.
I still love to just even him being like, God, the windstorms that year. So every time, and I love the mayor, but he's like, ah, it's this and that. I'm like, you've only stayed in an RV. You don't know what it was like out there for Cobb and I.
Dude, you don't know what it's like being a nomad. Like, even Diplo respects us, Joe.
By the way, even he's a good marketer. I am now running his 5K on September 27th.
Hi, Ted, getting a 5K. Dude, it's all turning around.
Telling
I love
you.
That. I love that you're hitting a 5K. Dude.
Oh, little 5K in the AM. Diplo set at Gasworks and then Washington and Ohio State on the lake. That's Saturday.
What? University of Washington and Ohio?
They're hosting Ohio State that same day.
Wait, what day is this? I might come up.
September 27th.
27th?
Yes.
Wow, I do have to come up for work. Okay. Wow. Noted. I don't know if I can run 5K, but the rest of it sounds pretty cool.
Hey, there's an 80-minute time frame. You can walk her.
Oh, all right. All
right. I'm not even positive we're running. I'm all about this zone two now, but I got my 5K time down to like 45 minutes, 46 seconds, if I had to guess.
Dude, well, I just want to say with you popping off that text that dip season is happening, you hitting that Seahawks game, it feels like it's finally all coming together. And I'm pumped for you. I knew this was going to be your year, your demon mode story before. This is just like, oh, Ted, let's get it. It's time. It's what we waited for. Yeah, 2020. Well, dude, and we took some L's in the first quarter. I'm not going to lie to you.
Even my brother said
to me. In the first half.
He goes, when does it turn into the good part? And I was like, hang, hold.
You got to believe, Chris. Can we get to the good part? Oh. Well, we're there. Oh, dude.
Also,
yes.
Speaking of demon mode, I had some friends that had a rooster that needed to get got. While you were at Burning Man that same night, I was making a sacrifice. Took him out of his.
Killed a rooster?
I did. Yeah.
Let's go, Ted. Dude, that is true bloodletting. This is your era. I thought I was having a good couple of months. Dude, you are in the zone. I'm pulling up a picture of demon mode for you right now, so you can see the dark inside. That's me in demon mode, boys. Ted, you killed a rooster. Let's go.
Yeah, man. They already had a new one. This one needed to be dispatched, and I was the man for it.
The craziest. Ted's showing us a photo of him with what looks like a headlamp, a backwards bandana, and red blood on both of his cheeks. The craziest part about what you just said, like, all of that is reasonable. A rooster needs to be killed, but how on earth are you the guy for it?
Like, I volunteered.
How do they say, like, Ted Smith is about to kill a rooster? Like, you weren't raised on a farm?
No. And I'm shocked the amount of people that go, I just don't think I could do it. And I'm like, the hardest part was like at night, because you can't take them out during the day. It'll throw off the hens. So you got to go in there and grab them and then tuck them like a football. And then I had to walk them out to the cone, and the hard part's just stuffing them in the cone real quick. And then you just kind of take his neck out and get a knife and dispatch him. But like, everybody's like, I couldn't do it. And I'm like, I felt alive afterwards. I don't know what it says about me.
Dude, what it says about you is you've had a crazy year, and you've got that bloodlust heading into fall, dude. Football season. Dude, god damn it, I'm getting pumped up. I know we don't talk inside baseball on the podcast, but let's go, Ted.
Yeah, and he got butchered that night, so like nothing went to waste. It was clean.
That's a legit bloodletting ceremony, my guy. That's demon mode, dude, all day. When was that? This is for my personally, I want to know.
Saturday night of Labor Day weekend.
That's I was in demon mode on Friday night. We are aligned. And honestly, I was up until sunrise, so it was probably about the same time.
Right.
Oh, Ted, there must be blood, dude. Wow, this is going to be a good season. Chris, you doubted us. Look at us now.
It is a vibe, boys. It's a demon vibe.
Yeah, we didn't know it was going to be dark energy, okay? But hey, it is what it is.
All right, let's take a break here, and we'll be back with emails. What's Matt in the Cobb topic?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Woo! All right. Thanks to all our sponsors, and of course, thanks to our official sponsors, Pinky's Plumbing, and of course, Ken and Donnie, and our friends over at the Advocates. Mr. Cobb, do we have a couple emails?
Hell yeah, we do. God, spicy break, boys. We just, oh, anytime we turn these mics off, we go off. All right. Moral code. The greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land. All the land.
Moral code. Yeah, let's.
Yeah, I know, right? Hard we transition.
We spent 30 minutes being like, morals. We're demons.
Demons. And the break was kind of lacking in moral code, too. Nice, boys. Well, hey, you know, if we're going to hell, we're going to hell. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
My moral code when driving on a two-lane highway in the backcountry, where it's really curvy, is when I do come to a straightaway or a passing lane and people are following me, I maintain my speed or slow down to allow the maximum number of people to pass me. What I don't do is speed up just because it's the one spot I can go faster, forcing those who have been following me to stay behind. It drives me nuts when I'm the one following a slow vehicle and they do this, so I think it's the courteous thing to do. I actually think it might be a Washington state law that if you have more than five cars following you, you are to pull over and let them pass. Never looked it up, though. Love the podcast. Sincerely, Michael Beatty. I believe that is the law.
So two things. Number one, Cobb, do you remember the first year I got that RV? We had to like pull over, for Meltdown. And then later, like some girl was like, she was just at our campsite, like bitching about it. And I was like, oh no, I was at RV. And she was like, oh my God.
It's like, that was me.
Now, I would also say, I didn't think about that when I was driving the Yelm a couple weeks ago. Like, I was probably the bad person. Because I was kind of slow in the corners and then would accelerate the speed. I thought I was helping those people behind me. I never thought about let them pass you. That's good knowledge. Thanks for whoever sent that in. Like, good call. Right? I was just like, ooh, straight away, accelerate.
Joey's Last Crow. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Boys, Pet Solutions has been booked. 2 years ago.
Oh, nice. Yep. I know where this is from.
2 years ago, the coop was quiet. The flock had been torn apart by predators. Feathers scattered like fallen soldiers. In the aftermath, 5 baby chicks arrived. Guaranteed hens, they said. But one chick stood out. Not for her brilliance, but for her baffling stupidity. She stared blankly at the sky while worms wriggled at her feet. We named her Phoebe after the lovable airhead from Friends. Phoebe was beautiful. Too beautiful. One morning, she let out a crow that shattered the illusion. GD, I muttered. Phoebe's an effing rooster. And just like that, Phoebe became Joey. Joey strutted into his role with reckless abandon. He was the king of the coop, the lone rooster with a harem of hens. But he wasn't a protector. He was a playboy. While hawks circled and owls prowled, Joey was busy chasing tail. Not my problem, he seemed to say. You ready to bang? But the flock dwindled. The hens disappeared one by one, and Joey's pleasures turned to rage. With fewer mates and no snacks in sight, he turned on the humans. Silent and swift, he'd leap high, spurs aimed at unsuspecting calves. He fought dirty. He fought mean. Now the coop is tense. The air smells of judgment. Ted, known only as the mob's muscle, sharpens his blade. He's never butchered before, but Joey's reign has gone on too long. The rooster's days of crowing, strutting, and ambushing are numbered. Next weekend, the sun will rise on a quiet coop, and Joey, once Phoebe, once king, will meet the end he never saw coming. Justice leaves with feathers, and Ted will walk away victorious with a new cock in his hand. Cheers, boys. Sal.
Yeah, that was Joey. That's who got the business end of mine.
That was so well written. Sal, that's so one good. Of the best emails we've ever had. Ted with a new cock in his hand. How does that feel?
Dude, and I mean, we had a tremendous day on Saturday. Like, roosters were butchered. We smoked wings, a brisket. We even had time for a little man soup and a hot tub.
Dude, Ted, you'll have to tell me. I don't know if this like sounds gay or sounds cool, but when people ask me, because people occasionally, you know, we've been close for a long time, people check in like, hey man, how's Ted doing? I'm like, Ted, the man's got a new cock in his hand. walking like he's got a second cock, maybe, is it better? I don't know. How do you phrase that where it sounds like a win?
I don't know. I mean, look, that night I had a lot of new nicknames I was trying out. Confirm kill.
Deece.
The blood butcher.
Too obvious. The blood boy.
Maybe I'm just two cannons.
Old double cock. I don't know. Yeah, we got to workshop it. Offcast. Oh, that was good. Okay, and last one. Ooh.
I will say, the video of me getting him into that cone, and you could just hear the pure shock on Sal's wife. She goes, that was actually perfect. He just lets out one little...
And just like that, Joey's life came to an end, and Ted embraced his dark side, the dark heart of Ted Smith. And into dip season. Dad, I'm loving you embracing this starker side. Honestly, both of us.
Oh,
all right. I was going to read one that's the subject line is what is booming way more than people think, but I'll be damned if somebody didn't chum the waters with Blue Crab versus Dungeness. And that's what I'm going for.
All right.
You got me, Josh. Blue Crab versus Dungeness. Howdy, guys. Listening to the latest podcast and heard the Dungy versus Blue Crab thing. I'm born and raised here in Washington, but my dad's from the East Coast and thinks the Blue Crab are better. I tried them in D.C. and wasn't sold. However, they were good. I've been steaming the Dungies for as long as I remember and think the way they cook crab here is insane. We've recently switched from Old Bay to Meat Church seafood seasoning after happening upon a fishing trip with the owner. I've been raised on Old Bay, but this new thing is just a spicier version and makes for amazing salmon, shrimp, and crab. All the land. Wish you guys put out more podcasts. I binged the last several years while working and want more. Love y'all. Keep it up. Josh.
I mean, Josh, you're not wrong. I will say, I think steaming crabs, A, is much better than boiling them. I will also say, you know, and we brought it up boil earlier, like those boils and stuff they do in New Orleans. I watched this dude down there and he's like, all right, Maryland, I'll steam them. And a lot of people in Maryland don't even use Old Bay anymore on their crabs. They use J.O. seasoning. But I do think, I will say at the end of this argument, steaming crabs is better. But with that said, again, Andy had already caught them. He boiled them. There's like clusters sitting in my fridge. Like when we're done, I'm going to sit here, pick some Dungies and dip them in Old Bay and vinegar.
Ted, we're friends, but I can't give you a pass on this one. The rubber's got to meet the road. Steaming does sound like it's better, but Dungies are blue crab, my guy. The people need to know.
God, that's tough. I think I still got to go with the blue crab sweeter.
That's fair.
But again, king crab's number one, and then it's really a 2A.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. Yeah. And he said he had a PS off air below. Nah, we don't need to read it off air. That all being said, I have a boat in a marina and go fishing, crabbing, and shrimping all the time. If any of you end up in Everett area, let me know. I'd be happy to take y'all out. Josh, nice. I think Ted's your guy.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I'm basically an outdoorsman now.
Yeah, he's breaking cocks left and right.
Nah, yeah, I had a guy this year. He's like, come up to my deer camp. And I'm like, all right, we're jumping quick. All right, one rooster down. Now I'm shooting deer.
Oh, Ted, I'm just waiting for the time when you call me. You're like, yeah, I'm out here like hunting deer with a Bowie knife. Just knife hunting deer. Like, it's actually the next level. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude. You have pure bloodlust.
I'm 2 hours away from Austin. What are you doing? I was hunting out of a helicopter.
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day, dude. Ted, this we knew the luck was bound to turn. I didn't think it would wait this long in the year, but this new bloodlust, Ted, heading into football season, I'm liking a lot. You deserve it.
He's a man of mystery.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
All right. Good to go. Let's check in with what's Matt in. Let's see. I have a feeling he wasn't as demon mode as we were.
No, demons never die, Matt. Just remember that.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt in.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt in.
Hey, what's good? What's
Madden? Check out with what's Madden.
We can keep talking about cocks if you guys want. So I don't know what the difference between roosters, hens, and chickens are.
They're all chickens. Roosters are the dudes.
Got it. Okay.
And they're generally called like a cock. There's cockfighting, South Carolina Gamecocks.
Yeah. So there's a lot of wild cocks and hens in Kauai, the Garden Isle Hawaii, which is where I went since I last saw you guys. I was here this weekend. It was fun. But, you know, Kauai. Have either of you been to Kauai?
Yeah, love.
I have not. I've never been to any
spots on Earth.
Yeah. It's sick. So we had a good time. It was supposed to be my whole family and me and my girlfriend, and everyone else dropped off, so it ended up just being me, my girlfriend, and my dad. And it's just a beautiful island for anybody that's been. If you haven't been there, you know, highly recommend it. It's definitely slower than the other islands. But I just appreciate that more. Like, we used to go there when I was a kid, and you know, I kind of wanted more action. And now I'm like, keep people away from me. Take me to Kauai.
It's the truth.
Yeah. It was wild. I mean, like, the amount of roosters or chickens of all varieties just wandering around outside the hotel room and at the restaurants and stuff, like they're just wild chickens running all over. And it's pretty cool. And I got a tank top with a chicken on it that's like, it's the Jurassic Park logo, but instead of a dinosaur, it's a chicken, and it says Kauai on it because Jurassic Park was filmed there. So big big cock energy out there. For sure. And we did some.
Isn't there a thing that T-Rexes are closer to a chicken than like giant scary animals, like scientifically or something?
Yeah, I mean, birds are the last living dinosaurs, I'm pretty sure. Like, they're direct descendants. I thought all birds, but you could definitely see the chickens and, you know, the resemblance. But I don't know if that's real or if that's just something people say. But I call birds dinosaurs all the time. If I'm wrong, I don't want to know about it. Don't email us. I'm going to keep doing it. So, we had a great time. You know, went to the beach, went hiking. We did a boat tour that took us up to the Nepali coast. The snorkeling wasn't as good as I remember it. But, you know, it's fun to get in there. We saw a bunch of dolphins on the boat ride, like hundreds of dolphins in one pod.
Nice.
And yeah, the Hawaiian spinner dolphins, a couple of them would like jump out of the water and start flipping around. And, saw a bunch of turtles. That's my spirit animal. So that was tight seeing the honus as they're known over there. And yeah, there's a little town called Hanalei. They got just like this. It's so funny, like, because I used to go there when I was a kid, and I was so also my testosterone's still above 900.
Let's go.
I got my lab
demon back. Mode.
Yeah, so you know, I was gonna say, like, I feel like I'm low T now, but I know for a fact I am not. But like when I was 14 or whatever, there 12 is like, I want the action, I want to go to these other ones. And these other islands, and now I'm like, dude, Hanalei Bay, like, I'm like, there's no real waves, there's no real snorkeling, it's just sand, it's calm waters, there's, you know, there's families around, but it's not too crowded, and like, just the green mountains, you know, and the rainforest right to your left, and then this like tropical beach with this beautiful, like, glowing blue water in this little bay. Like, it was so chill and tranquil and just like, yeah, had a great time. And yeah, it was just kind of,
and the water's warm, right,
dude? So warm.
All right. Yeah, I'm like, I bet you're out there swimming as much as I would be now.
We went in, yeah, there was a pier that you could jump off of and then like swim back from. I did that a couple times. And yeah, the water was great all over. I mean, I was never oh, that's cold. It was like, oh, okay, now I'm wet, you know, but it wasn't yeah, it wasn't cold at all. The weather was great. Kauai can get a lot of rain. And it rained a couple times for, you know, an hour at the most or something, but for the most part, you know, blue skies, some awesome clouds to look at, but like, yeah, really, really good weather. Our hotel room was like right on the water. You just step outside the back door and like there's a beach. It's not the best beach on the island, but it's the backyard beach, and that's pretty tight. So we had a great time. There's a place called the ABC store there that we spent hundreds of dollars. It's like a Hawaiian 7-Eleven, Ted. You would love an ABC store.
Nice. They sell like spam musubi just everywhere.
Yeah, that's actually, there's a musubi truck. Nice. We tried Moco Loco, had some really good shave ice. That's right. I had to tell you, Ted, we did go to the Smith Family Garden in Luau.
Excellent.
phenomenal Kahlua pork, where they like take the pig and in like banana leaves and stuff, like cook it under the ground. They like bury it with hot lava rocks and like banana leaves and stuff, and I think actual bananas too, and just like bury it and let it cook there for like 16 hours or something. But we were there when they like pulled it out, and it's just the whole pig's just like kind of like butterfly cut, but open. Like, you stand, I have a picture, it's like, it's a full ass pig just cut open and cooked to perfection. And that was amazing. So getting the
classic Smith Family recipe, brother.
And
surprised I never made it for you.
Yeah. I posted the picture of the sign on my Instagram story and said, I like my luau's like I like my popcorn. and tagged Smith Family Popcorn. And then Cobb's business partner messaged me and was like, them fighting words. Like, there's a Cobb's luau, dude. I checked. Trust me. I checked. There's no Cobb's luau to pick. So that was an easy call. But yeah, it was super fun. Had a great time. And there's one other thing. Oh, we're talking about pigs. I saw wild pigs jump out in the road when we were going up Waimea Canyon, which is really cool. It's like the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, they call it, or something. But on the way out, I had to stop because I saw these animals jump out in the road. And I'm like, what the hell are these things? They're little wild pigs running around. Never seen wild pigs before.
That's crazy.
You're getting Ted fueled up for the hunt.
Yeah. Well, then we got to the lookout over Waimea, dozens of goats, just goats all over this place. I mean, Ted, we would have had to keep you on a leash, bro.
Well, just like
bloodlust.
Yeah. Sal has other animals, and one of them chewed through a cord. I went, just tell me when. He's like, all right.
Just say the word.
Right. We say, I created a monster. I said, you can't create a man and tell a man not to do man stuff.
Dude, maybe your nickname should be Machete. Just working title, dude. We'll see. Shop it.
Yeah. It is funny. I know. And you know me. I was obviously way too excited. And I've told a few other people, they're like, just don't know if I could do it. And I finally said, is there something wrong with me? I can't tell you how jacked I was that night. Like, what do you need? Yeah, sure. What do you want? A shotgun, a beer? Shuffleboard? Whatever. I play darts. Don't even look anymore.
Dude, next time that happens, just out of nowhere, apropos of nothing, just be like, you soy boy p***. And just for the reaction. Just like, yeah, my guy on the podcast has a testosterone count of 920. What are you doing?
You beta f***.
Oh my god. See, that's what I mean. That's demon mode, dude. It's like a victimless crime, but it feels fun to say.
Right. Turn into those guys.
Oh my god, dude. Just super aggro, Ted. Ted, we gotta put you on TRT. I
mean, it's next in line.
Oh, I love this, dude. I want to dump gasoline on the fire. Now that you've tasted blood, I just want to push you full heel for this season.
Oh, dude, it's funny because the night before we went to this bar in Olympia called Room 80, and they had like some other word, and then it was like Pilsner, and then underneath it was like American whatever, and I was just like, I'll take that American Pilsner. And I was like, all right. And he asked me again. He's like, and then when I went to order another one, my buddy goes, it's not called American Pilsner. You just combine that. And the guy goes, yeah, I asked him twice, but he said it so confidently. I just went with it. I knew what he meant.
I only drink American. Oh, dude, that's awesome.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right. Well, I think it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cob topic.
Cob topic.
Dude, so I was remembering the other day, like, this guy wrote in a few years ago, and it was awesome. So he had written in to the show, like, maybe, I don't know, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, and he was like, hey, I'm not really sure what I should do. I'm, like, working in the trades and don't know what my next move is. And for whatever reason, we suggested he should become an elevator or escalator repair technician. I can't remember which one. And we forgot we said it. And, like, a few years later, he messaged us back, and he was like, boys, that was one of the greatest decisions. I'm making gangster money. I want to say he was down in the South End somewhere. Just, you know, racking cash. Like, my job's pretty chill. Loving it. And those guys do have a cush gig. I mean, they earn their money, but, you know, it's like definitely way one of the way better trades to be in, union and everything. So anyway, made me think of this cop topic. With all the job stuff that's going on, like, all right, you're 30, you're broke, and it's time to start over. What career path are you picking? So feel free to email us, email thepodcast.com. And you can throw us your crazy, unhinged things, or just like something that sounds cool and stable, whatever, but you're 30, broke, and it's time to start over. What career path are you picking? Boys?
I mean, not to piggyback on what that guy did, but honestly, right now, I'd go into the trades. Like, AI can do a lot of things, but you still need people to run machines. You still need people to, like, work on machines. Like, I don't know. I don't see an AI robot doing plumbing.
That's what I was gonna say. It's not fixing a sewer drain.
Right. Or electric or something. Like, I don't know, man. And it's funny. I was just because, you know me, I'm always interested in stuff. So there was an elevator repair guy the other day at our work. And I was just kind of like looking down there. And I was like, I'm just kind of interested. And I was asking him, I was like, hey, you like your job? He's like, oh, it's great. Great hours, this and that. And just like, I don't know. I think. You know, I'll just say it. I think also there's a harsh reality that some people have, right? I have friends that, you know, are in their mid 40s, and it's like, look, not everybody I know was like, I wanted to do this when I was growing up, but the pay's good. They like their vacation time. They get time to hang out with their family or their bachelors and take awesome trips. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I love the idea that everybody has a job they absolutely love, but like, and I'm not saying you should work a job you hate, but like that guy was like, no, man. Like, it's kind of hard work. He's like, dope pay, good hours, get vacation. He's like, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, dude, that is a great job. And the thing is, like, there's a reason they call it work, you know? Like, it's how you're providing value to society. And like, yeah, like, if everybody wanted to do that job all the time, like, you know, it wouldn't pay as well. So, like, there's some upside to that. It's just like, yeah, dude, I'm providing a bunch of value for people, you know, getting this thing done. Repairing this elevator or this escalator or getting the sewer cleared out or just whatever it is. So yeah, I think the trades are definitely a great recommendation. I think for me, maybe like automation, like going through and just connecting, like automating parts of people's businesses, that provides a ton of value. Pretty cool. It's kind of like programming, but a little easier, kind of logic. I don't know. I think that'd be cool. I think being an electrician would be pretty fun too. What else? Or something maritime. I know those guys don't get paid well, but that's also just cool.
Yeah. Matt? I don't know how old he is. The guy that drove that boat out to the New Pauli coast, his name was Duff. And he was from, like, just outside of Boston. I mean, he screamed, like, you know, island transplant guy and had the hair and the beard and everything. But, you know, he's just driving a boat back and forth between, you know, the South Shore up to the Nepali coast and back all day, and stopping when he sees dolphins and stuff. Like, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what this guy makes, but he's living a good life. Like, I saw a DHL bike delivery guy in Amsterdam I kept seeing that was just mobbing through the streets of Amsterdam delivering packages. And it's like, you know, whether it's, you know, and again, stability is, at 30, stability starts sounding better. As someone who, you know, pursued his passion in his 20s and then had my savings account at 30, you know, you go like, well, you know, I don't know. I could just sit in front of a computer for 40 hours if I get some bennies and a solid vacation package. You know, and then I mean, I think there's like, if you want to live somewhere sick, like, there's something to figure out that you can figure out, like, where you're doing it. Or there's like something adjacent to something you like that, you know, pays all right. Like, it's fun. I love what I do still in my second career. And, you know, have a great time with it. But there's a lot of guys that are doing other jobs that also love golf that, you know, they have kids and stuff. Like, there's just a lot of golf adjacent jobs down here that sometimes people are locals that have lived here. They've never swung a club in their life and they're just clocking in and out and going, hey, you know, it's a cool place. But I know a grip of guys, my, you know, about my age that are doing other things besides training at the golf course. And they work at other golf courses, and we all just love golf and are just having a good time. None of us are able to afford a country club membership ourselves, but we all work at them and, you know, enjoy that. But yeah, I think, yeah, electrician was the first one that came to mind. Just seems very, you know, I'm kind of interested in how electricity works. I think it'd be fun to learn about that. And then, you know, running wires and stuff and just, I don't know. Sometimes you see those trades guys and they just know so much stuff about the topic. It just seems awesome. Yeah. Even, you know, the hands. I got these beta ass hands. I mean, obviously I got beta. Alpha T levels, but like I got beta hands, dude.
I'm with you, man. Like, they haven't worked outside in years. I would also be remiss every time. Use your pen light, people. Buy a pen light. I don't care if you're changing one little thing. Oh, I'm sure all the breakers are off. You never know until you test it with a pen light.
Yeah, that's true. The testers make a big difference. Can I throw out one more crazy idea on this one? All right, Matt, you were talking about golf. Dude, this is like a weird little dream business that I've been thinking of. There's these guys in New Zealand who do it, and they're crushing like 350 grand a year profit. Here's what it is. And also, if anyone listening wants to start this, I am happy to fund you. It's an awesome business. So I don't know what I would call it. We could shop it. But basically what it is either on the side of the road or at a golf course with a water feature. Out in the water feature, you put a little floating dock with AstroTurf on it and a hole with a little sensor in it that can tell if someone gets in the hole. There's a pin. And then on the shore, so maybe 80, 100 yards away, you can buy buckets of balls, 30 bucks a bucket. If you get it in the hole, $10,000.
Oh,
these guys in New Zealand are doing this. They pay out once every 2 weeks or so. And these guys are printing $330,000 cash flow a year. It's the only one in the world, as far as I know. I would love to open just a chain of these things. Side, roadside, like at Pebble Beach, like wherever, the 19th hole. You know, when you're done, it's like try to get it into this thing. I think it'd be fun as hell. It'd be great to get the call when you're at the house and get the suitcase of cash and drive out there and give it to them. Just an awesome business, you know, really cheap to start and super rad. Matt, I feel like that would be a great golf career business for you. So anyway, that's what I would do if I was 30, the 19th hole.
Well, the only problem is I think every bar or clubhouse is called the 19th hole that's attached to a golf course. Yes.
Fair enough. Well, then, new name. Look, we got to shop the name, boys. But as long as the concept isn't illegal, which I'm not sure that it's not, like it might be a sweepstake or game of chance or whatever. I don't really know about the gambling side of it, but awesome biz. And it's tell like me you wouldn't hit a bucket of balls if you saw that on the highway.
Oh, I would, but they sound like high-end carnies.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm a high-end carny.
Oh, I guess you are.
Yeah. I don't even have sleeves right now. Look at me.
Damn it, that's good. All right. Hope everybody else out there is 2020 vibing. Well, the boys are back. We're vibing.
We're back.
Ball
baby.
Is back. Dip season is open.
We are so back.
Right. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
I wanted to be like,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.